Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to another episode of the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. I am so excited. The past few weeks I've been living in California. If you've been following my Instagram or Facebook journeys, you've probably seen that I left Denver, moved to California, been traveling a little bit, and now I'm going to be here for a month. And then I moved to Bali, and I am just so overjoyed. This is something that I have manifested for myself. I actually set the intention for this almost 10 months ago now. You know, and when I set that intention, I really truly had no idea how it was going to happen. I didn't even have the idea for all of the podcast and the business. Everything I'm doing now wasn't even a thought in my head when I set this manifestation into action 10 months ago. So it's truly incredible what you're able to manifest when you surrender and just kind of let the universe take control. But honestly, that is a topic that I will be creating another podcast episode about, because today I want to talk to you more specifically about this idea of selfishness or greed, right? Like, is it greedy to want to manifest moving to Bali? Is it greedy to want to manifest abundance when what I already have is enough to live off of? Is it greedy to want to manifest more for myself when there are people in the world who barely have food to eat? Is it greedy to be worried about or focus on manifesting $1 million when there's people who are suffering every single day? Is it selfish to want to be happier, to want to be more joyful, to want to attract love, to want to live this amazing, abundant life when some people don't even have enough to get by? This is a block I see in a lot of people, this idea of I'm not worthy of more because other people have less. I know so many of you listening are empaths, and for all of you empaths out there, I know you feel the pain of other people and you want to take on that pain. And you don't want to focus on yourself, you want to focus on others. But let me tell you this, you cannot submit yourself to suffering because someone else is suffering. With that kind of thinking, our entire planet would be suffering. That actually does no one any good. Not just submitting yourself to suffering, but submitting yourself to being okay with where you are because someone else has it a lot worse off. You are deserving of everything joyful and loving in this life, and it does no one any good to hold yourself back because other people are suffering. In fact, it actually doesn't do them any good. What is going to help them is for you to actually fully step into your potential. This life of abundance that you want, if you're wanting to attract abundance to you and you're feeling selfish or guilty about it, all money is fuel for impact. If you truly want to make a difference on this planet, then it is your duty to attract an abundance of money to you, an abundance of influence to you, so that you can use that money and influence for massive good. And then you can go and you can help those who are suffering. But until you've helped yourself first, you are doing no one any good. Period. When you open yourself up, when you give yourself permission to fully receive, to receive love and joy and abundance, to receive an abundance of love, an abundance of joy, an abundance of money, an abundance of whatever it is that you desire, you give others permission to open themselves up to the same thing. So by simply allowing yourself to receive, you are giving that gift to others who are watching you. So the ripple effect of simply allowing yourself to receive is huge in itself. And when you do this, when you focus on you first, I mean, honestly, you can't help anyone to your full potential unless you've helped yourself first, going back to the basics. If you haven't fully given to yourself, you cannot show up for others the way you are meant to. You cannot show up with all of your energy, with all of your love, unless you give to yourself first. So is wanting to manifest $100 selfish when you should be helping others who are suffering or others don't even have $5? No. Why? Because maybe manifesting that $100 is going to give you that belief in yourself and your own manifestation powers that you need to manifest $1 million. And that $1 million is $1 million that you're going to take and you're going to help to feed those who don't have the food. Or you're going to take that and you're going to go build the medical hospitals that are needed to help those who are suffering. Or you're going to take that $1 million and you're going to create the charity or whatever it is. Right? Everything you're doing now is building the foundation for everything that you are here to do. I know there's this question of, well, if the universe is so powerful, why would it have energy to give me my $100 when it should be focusing on giving that person the food they need to eat? Or that person who's suffering, they need to ease their suffering first before the universe helps me. The universe is infinite. Source is infinite. However, we are the souls that chose to come here and incarnate on this planet. Maybe the universe sees the suffering and sent you to help. You as one of many, because I truly believe that our ideas are not ours. When you have this immense compassion and empathy for those who are suffering, when you can't stop thinking about it, those thoughts are in your head for a reason. It's because you are here to make an impact. You are here to help. That is why it touches you so deeply. However, your belief that you're not worthy of abundance or whatever it is that you want to manifest into your life because others don't have it, because others are worse off, is actually holding you back from helping, from making that impact that you're actually here to make. If you have those feelings, that empathy, that compassion, if you can't stop thinking about it, if you feel their pain, then it is all the more important for you to step into and embody your highest self, for you to become a master manifester in your life. And if that starts out with learning to manifest $10, $100, if that starts out with learning to manifest a parking spot, if that starts out with learning to manifest a career that's going to give you the time and the financial freedom so that you can work on these other projects, then so be it. Working on yourself is not selfish. Attracting abundance is not selfish. Abundance, money, a job, whatever it is, these are all neutral. Money itself is not bad or selfish or greedy or guilty. It's what you do with it. So if you are a greedy person and you attract $1 million, you're just going to be a greedy person with $1 million. If you're a giving, loving, compassionate person, and then you manifest $1 million, you're going to be a giving, loving, compassionate person with $1 million who is able to make a million dollar impact on this planet, on the lives of others. Like I said, I truly, truly believe to my core that a life of abundance and love and joy is our birthright. That is what we are here to do. That is how we are here to live. That is how you change the world. When you become more joyful, more loving, more abundant, you're vibrating so high. Your energy levels are so high. Your aura is so huge and light. You're actually raising the vibration of this planet. And that is truly what I believe that we are here to do, to raise the vibration of this planet and to help as many people as possible evolve closer to love. And the way you start to do that is to evolve your own soul first, to evolve yourself first. To allow yourself to be that example for others. My goal is to be vibrating so high, to be such a glowing light of abundance and love and joy that those who are in my presence automatically feel like a higher version of themselves. That is the kind of energy that I strive toward every single day, right? Like, this is not about you. It never has been and it never will be. And if you make it about yourself, you will never even be able to attract that abundance or whatever it is that you're trying to attract. Don't make it about you. Make it about those who are suffering. Have that big vision. Because you have the ability to make that impact on this planet. You do. You would not have those ideas in your head if you were not capable of helping, if you were not capable of bringing them to fruition, if you are not capable of making that enormous impact for those who truly need your presence. That is why you incarnated here. So it is your job to master your energy. It is your job to master manifestation. It is your job to master the way you show up every single day. It is your job to manifest abundance, to manifest joy, to manifest love in your own life so you can show up fully for others. So you can spread that energy to others. So you can be that example that gives others permission to step into their own highest selves. So you can take that energy that you've cultivated and use it to make an enormous impact on this planet. That is what we need in this world. More people who know what they are worthy of, who have a big vision, who are here to make an impact, who are able to attract the abundance and the influence and the love and the joy into their lives so they can spread it to others. The more you have for yourself, the more you can give for others, right? You can't pour from an empty cup. And I mean that in every aspect. If you have not fully given to yourself and fully allowed yourself to receive, you will never be able to fully give. You can only give what you've received. You can only receive what you've given. The law of giving and receiving. It all goes in a circle. So if you want to give abundantly, you need to be open to receiving abundantly. Giving and receiving are one and the same energetically. So if you are not okay with receiving, if you are uncomfortable with receiving abundance, then you're not going to be able to give that same abundance because it is energetically the same exact thing. This podcast was actually inspired by a conversation I had with a friend of mine who I love dearly. And one of her, something she brought up to me was, you know, why would I ever want to focus on manifesting a prime parking spot when there's people in this world who are suffering? Why does the universe care about my parking spot when there are children who are starving? The universe is infinite. And if that parking spot is what you need to build your belief in your own capabilities, in your power to manifest, then so be it. Because you need to build your belief to be able to manifest the big stuff that is going to help those children who are suffering or whoever it is that you set your intention to help in this life. If you don't have unwavering belief in yourself, it is very difficult to help others. And if that unwavering belief starts with manifesting a prime parking spot at the mall, then so be it. If that unwavering belief comes from starting with manifesting a free cup of coffee, then so be it. The universe knows your intentions. The universe knows the big dreams you have. The universe knows your heart. Life is happening for you. You're receiving every single day the experiences that you need to get you to the place that you want to be. So if the experience you need are the small little manifestations that build your belief in yourself, no, a parking spot, a prime parking spot at the mall, that is not selfish to want that for yourself. If you try to give and give and give and give and help others when you haven't given to yourself, even things as small as allowing yourself the feelings of being worthy of a prime parking spot at the mall. If you don't feel worthy within yourself, how can you ever feel worthy enough to give to others the way that you need to give to others, the way that you need to show up for them? It is so, so necessary to build your own worth in yourself. You are worthy of anything that you desire, and so is every single person on this planet. Just by being you, the second you were born, you were worthy. You are worthy of the parking spot. You are worthy of the money. You are worthy of the love. You're worthy of the soulmate. You're worthy of the career. You're worthy of the impact you want to make. You're worthy of the influence you want to have. You're worthy of all of it. But you become capable of all of it the second you believe that you are worthy of all of it. You become capable of the impact by feeling worthy of the parking spot. You become capable of the big things by allowing yourself the small wins, because the small wins build up to the huge wins, and you can't start with the huge wins. You have to start small. Well, if you want to stay sane, it's really important to start small so you don't build up frustration and resistance. I know there's this huge need to help everyone and to help them right now. But everything in your own life happens in divine timing. The impact that you are here to make, you will make in divine timing. I honestly, truly believe that if you are listening to this podcast right now, I have no doubt in my mind that you are a light worker. If you're listening to this podcast right now, you are here to raise the vibration of this planet. If you're listening to this podcast, you have a higher calling. If you're listening to this podcast, to this episode right now, you are here to help this planet evolve and get closer to love. Those big ideas you have in your head, those are there for a reason, because you are capable of bringing them to life. You are capable of helping and easing the suffering on this planet. But to ease the suffering on this planet, we need to focus on love. We need to focus on joy. We need to focus on abundance in every area of life. We need to focus on vibrating as high as we can. If you focus on suffering and what is wrong in the world, you are lowering your own energetic vibrations to that level, which means you can attract more opportunities for suffering. When you focus on love and what is possible, when you focus on peace and joy, you attract more experiences to spread love and peace and joy, and you raise your own energetic vibrations, and therefore you raise the energetic vibrations of this planet. Therefore, you spread love and peace and joy to others. This is why I don't regularly read or watch the news. In fact, I avoid it. The news tells us everything that is wrong in the world. It's literally giving us this fear-based mindset that makes us think that we're all doomed. When you have that kind of energy, it's impossible to show up the way you need to show up to help others, to serve others. It is necessary to focus on what is good in this world. It is necessary to focus on what you can do. It is necessary to focus on what's possible. It is necessary to have tunnel vision around only the impact that you want to create. When you focus on the suffering, when you focus on the pain, you create resistance and anxiety and fear within your own energetic aura, which makes it hard to evolve and move forward, to continue down this path that your highest self laid out for you, this path of impact. And if you're listening, you have this path of impact. That is why you're here. You incarnated to make a huge impact on this world, and you are capable of it and you are worthy of it. But you need to believe that first. I don't know if you've ever seen the studies, but there's certain studies where they've had hundreds of professional meditators meditate together for a few hours. And then they've noted how this affects violence, right, in the surrounding areas. And violence dramatically drops when they have these expert meditators doing deep meditations in groups. Right? When we do this work together, when we raise our vibration, and when there's other light workers doing the same thing every day, working on getting closer and closer to source, to love, to light, to peace, to joy, to abundance. When that becomes the way we live our lives, when we embody that every day, when others embody that, we are spreading that vibration around the planet. Truly, our souls chose when to be born. Your soul knew what it was getting you into before you incarnated here. Your soul chose the time and the place that you were going to be born for a specific reason. You are here at the prime time for you to learn the lessons your soul needs to learn and to make the impact that you are capable of. you incarnated right now at this time, and you have these deep feelings and this deep empathy and compassion for others because you are here to help. That is a sign. It's a roadmap to your purpose, to your calling, to the reason you incarnated here. But don't let it drag you down. Let it lift you up. Focus on the love and the joy and the ability that you will have to make these changes in the world. So I hope by listening to this, you've been able to thoroughly understand why it is your duty to give to yourself and to allow yourself to receive abundance and to allow yourself to feel worthy of more. If you want to manifest $1 billion, amazing, you're worthy of it. If you want to manifest $10, amazing, you're worthy of it. If you want to manifest a mansion, amazing, you're worthy of it. You are worthy and capable of manifesting whatever you want to manifest in your life. And it is up to you what you do with the abundance that you manifest into your life. I truly believe that nothing is selfish or greedy to want to manifest or to manifest. If you truly set the intention that every day you're moving forward towards the path your own highest self set out to you for you. Every day you're making a bigger and bigger impact on this world. And if waking up in a beautiful condo next to the ocean brings you the inspiration and the health and the joy and the mindset you need to continue to come up with the ideas that are going to make a huge impact on this planet, if that's what gives you the energy every single day to give your heart to others and to serve others every single day, then amazing. There is nothing wrong with wanting to manifest the fancy car or the fancy house. There is nothing inherently bad in this world or wrong. Everything is neutral. It's all about what you do with it. It's all about the story you create around it. It's all around the meaning that you give that car, the meaning you give that house, the meaning you give that money. It's about what you do with it. It's about what it brings to you. It's not about the thing itself. Nothing is inherently bad. There is always more than enough to go around. But we are the ones who are here, and we are the ones who need to make those changes. We are the ones who need to spread the good around, the love around, the abundance around. It is your birthright and your duty to manifest and live and embody a life of love and joy and abundance, not just for yourself, but for every single other person in this world who needs you. I also have just opened the doors to my Blissful Abundance Academy. So if you are wanting to learn to become a master manifester, if you want to learn how to embody and attract abundance into your life, if you want to work through the blocks or limiting beliefs that you have around your worthiness, around money, around fear, then this academy is for you. The women who have already gone through it have been able to manifest like crazy. They're cultivating their spiritual guidance with the universe and seeing signs all over the place. They're manifesting concert tickets and movie tickets and raffle wins and job promotions and free hotel rooms and prizes and discounts at restaurants. And it's like they're becoming master manifestors, and they're cultivating their connection and guidance with the universe, and they're able to actually release some pretty limiting and debilitating blocks around worthiness and self-worth and fear and around money, these beliefs that have been with us since childhood that hold us back. I'm actually seeing women able to release them and to move forward with more confidence in their own abilities to actually design the life that they have in their head. You know, this dream that we all feel like is so far away, it's possible for each and every one of us. However, we need to eliminate the beliefs that are not in alignment with the life that you want to create. So if that's something that you feel called to do, if you want to become a spiritual leader, if you want to learn to truly cultivate that guidance from the universe, if you want to learn how to truly manifest in your own life so you can make that huge impact that you are here to make, then this is for you. So I'm going to put the link to apply in the notes of this podcast episode. Go ahead and apply if you have any questions. It'll just have you book a call with me. So to apply, you book a free call with me and I'll talk everything through with you so we can better understand and uncover what your specific blocks are. I'll see how I'm able to help you. And then we can talk about if this academy is a good fit for you or not. So I'll leave that link in the show notes. I love all of you. I am so grateful for each and every one of you. And I hope you are having an absolutely amazing day wherever you are.